A reading from the Gospel of Mark. Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that I am?" And they answered him, "John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and still others one of the prophets." He asked them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Peter answered him, "You are the Messiah." And he sternly ordered them not to tell anyone about him. Then he began to teach them that the Son of Man must undergo great suffering and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He said all this quite openly. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and looking at his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things." You know, I like Peter. I see so much of myself in him. Not the Peter who became the rock on which the church was built, but the Peter who was always trying and not quite making it. The one who leapt out of the boat to go to Jesus and then began to sink because his faith failed him. The Peter who was all excited at what he saw on Mount Tabor at the Transfiguration, but then got frightened. Peter who was determined to support Jesus in the high priest's courtyard, but who was too scared to own up to who he was. The Peter who misunderstands so much about himself and about Jesus. He has so much willingness and so much human frailty. He is so keen to help Jesus fulfill his destiny, whatever that is. Jesus himself is on a search for some time before he discovers what exactly he is called to do. And Peter would like to help Jesus reach that clarity. And in today's gospel, Jesus is really asking, "Who am I?" Do the words remind you a little of the conversation between God and Moses, when Moses asked God what he should tell the people about the identity of God? "I am who I am," says God. Is that an echo in the back of Peter's mind when he blurts out, "You are the Messiah"? Ah, such love for Jesus Peter has, and such small understanding. For what does that word, Messiah, mean? For Peter, it had a clear meaning, and impetuous, exuberant Peter just knew that Jesus was his kind of Messiah, the one who would lead the people of Israel to victory over the Romans and to a glorious future, the one who would restore the throne of King David and rule the nations with justice and bring prosperity to all. Poor Peter. Jesus listens to this for a moment, but then, on his most fervent disciple, he turns his back and speaks words as harsh as they come. "Satan," he calls Peter. Satan means the enemy, the supreme enemy. Peter, the enemy of Jesus? So hard, so harsh. Something here has jolted Jesus into a recognition about himself. He may not yet be entirely clear about himself. The reading on this coming Saturday will be the revelation he is seeking. but he knows who he is not. And he has a premonition about his future that makes that word that Peter used so glibly, Messiah, a word fraught with significance. Understanding and misunderstanding, such a burden for us human beings. This morning in the library, I leaned back half sitting on what I thought was a chair as I glanced at a book, and a mother had to remind me that I was leaning on her baby's buggy. She probably still thinks I am a thoughtless brute. I was waiting for my flight in Sydney Airport on Monday, and I thought a waitress was asking me something about my meal. But it was her Aussie accent, and she was asking me if I wanted milk. Like Peter, we so easily make assumptions about our world, assumptions that can be quite wrong. I think a lot of Christians have a misunderstanding about their mission. Jesus had a long struggle to find out what his mission was, and when he did find out, it was not a comfortable discovery. If I had to sum up what Jesus' mission was, I think I'd say it was to make himself available. Available to all those in need, whatever that need was, even to the final moment. It's not comfortable being available. Lord, let me be available.